We welcome in now former LSU Tiger Ryan Schimpf. Ryan, where do you stand on the small ball thing? Do you think – was I off base there at all in my explanation?
Hey, yeah, I mean, look, I think everybody's got their own philosophies. Me personally, I mean, if you go look at my career, I've never been a big fan of the bunt, but I've always liked to rely on hitting the ball. So it is part of the game, but it just depends on what your philosophy is. I think you need to be a complete team to win.
Yeah. Ryan, I firmly believe in – I mean, if you're playing small ball, you're playing station to station – and you're probably okay with scoring a run or maybe two in an inning, but I like the idea that I can bust it open with four in an inning with a couple of doubles and a single or two.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all depends on who you're playing as well, how the flow of the game is. Baseball, it's a strategic game. You got to go with the flow of the game. Definitely sometimes you need a bunt, but again, I mean, I like swinging the bat, and sometimes you're going to have to bunt from second to third. I don't like bunting from first to second. I've never agreed with that, and I don't think I ever will. I'd rather swing the bat.
Ryan, you've been down there in Baton Rouge opening night. What's those nerves like for those players that have never played in that venue?
Oh, man. It's exciting for sure. You always have the jitters. You got the little butterflies, and that's just part of the adrenaline, the emotion. I mean, I can just go back to when I was a freshman. It seems like it was yesterday. But, I don't know much I can prepare you for it. But it's so when you're a freshman, it's definitely a lot to take in, especially with LSU, the crowd, the fans. But it's one of the most exciting experiences that you're going to have as a player.
Ryan, I talked about Cade Beloso, the now sophomore as a freshman, hit 10 home runs playing first base. Do you think that's a guy that could potentially pursue 20 home runs this season?
I think so. I mean, look, he's got the strength. He's got the size for it. I think it was really crucial that he had a lot of opportunities last year. He played a lot as a freshman, and I think that is just huge, and he had a little bit of success doing that. So, I definitely think he has the potential to do that.
JUCO transfer Zach Mathis, a.k.a. Hack Mathis. How much have you heard about him? And for him to be a JUCO transfer and bat the three-hole in this lineup or for LSU, he can hit. I don't even have to watch him swing the bat. If you're batting three for LSU, you can hit.
Yeah, that definitely says something right there. From what I've heard, I heard he's a stud. He can swing it. He's a good all-around player. So he'll be definitely exciting to see play tonight.
Ryan, when you look at LSU's pitching staff, man, they got 13 out of 16 that have pitched in meaningful games. And I think you would agree that in order for LSU to eventually get where they want to go early on, they're still trying to feel themselves out in terms of the lineup and defensively. But, man, they can really lean on this pitching staff early on.
Yeah, I think so. Coach Maneri said it the other day. No matter what you do with the lineup from a hitter and a defensive standpoint, you're always trying to see what you got the first little bit of the season. But it's going to be huge. I mean, they have studs on the pitching mound and in the bullpen. That's definitely going to be huge while they kind of piece together a little bit of the consistent lineup that they want to roll out there.
Ryan, is there a particular LSU player on this year's squad that maybe reminds you of yourself? Similar physical attributes or ability?
That's a good question. There's a lot of good players out there. I mean, I wish I could compare myself to Cabrera, but that's he is way ahead of me. He's a stud. I don't know, maybe Dugas. I didn't get to see him a ton last year, but I guess a similar build, a little bit of a hard-nosed player. So I'm excited, and he's a good kid. So I'm super excited to see him healthy and get out there and start playing.
I think you're being too humble. I think Cabrera is an apt comparison. I think you had power like him. You batted left too, right? You hit from the left side, right?
I did. But yeah, he's an absolute stud. I mean, he's got a cannon. He hits for average power. He can run. I mean, the kid, he's got a bright future. He's got a lot going for him. So, I mean, a lot of guys on the team, a lot of good things, and I know everybody's excited.
What do you think about him batting in the leadoff spot?
Who's that, Cabrera?
Cabrera, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be good. I mean, I think the more at-bats you can get him, I don't know if that's the thought behind it, but, yeah, I mean, having one of your better hitters at the front, you get him more at-bats. That's interesting. And again, I think Coach Maneri and most coaches out there are trying to see what their lineup could be in the future. So a little bit of trial and error at the beginning of the year.
Former LSU Tiger Ryan Schimpf here on Sports Talk. And, Ryan, it looks like it's going to be 3-4-5 with Mathis – and then Saul Garza, and then Beloso at five. Man, it's hard to pitch around either one of those three. I think I like the way that's set up because if you want to mess around and not pitch to Zach Mathis, Saul Garza can certainly make you pay. Same thing, if you want to pitch around Saul, well, then you got Cade Beloso stepping in.
No doubt about it, yeah. I mean, the more complete of a lineup that you can get, you definitely want to try to fill those holes and gaps as much as you can. But, yeah, that's a tough crew to get through for sure. So you got some big horses right there.
Ryan, I'm curious to know your opinion on this. You know, I've talked about it ad nauseum, and you know, you played at LSU when there still is immense expectation around this LSU team. But is the Omaha or bust mantra fair nowadays, considering how much college baseball has changed and you're seeing more and more schools that 10, 12, 15 years ago were not devoting resources to their program, a la Louisville, for example. Louisville, you know, 10, 12 years ago, they weren't perennially ranked in the top five. Now they are, seemingly every year.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think you're going to get another Gorilla Ball era where Skip was winning. It seemed like, I mean, every other year they were winning it, but five in a decade. I don't think you're going to see that again. But with that being said, yeah, I mean, at LSU, and I think Coach Maneri and anybody who goes to LSU, that's the expectation that you have is go Omaha or bust. And I think that's the mindset you got to have because, I mean, that's what you go to LSU for, the history. So it's definitely achievable, I think so. But and that's your expectation why you go there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that's why you go there. But I just think that it's just unfair when you consider how college baseball has changed. And the sport of baseball in general is cruel naturally, right? You fail 70% of the time, you're still considered very, very good at your craft. And you know, the scholarship restrictions are a very real thing, and everybody's right, devoting resources. I just think it's an unfair expectation. And, you know, if you go back and look since Paul Maneri's been here, only two universities, both are in the SEC, but only two universities have won multiple national titles since Paul Maneri's been at LSU, and that is South Carolina, and here recently with Vanderbilt. So I just think that day and age of being dominant on a 4- and 5-, 6-year run, it's just they're almost gone.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, times have changed. It's not like it was back in the day. There's a lot more restrictions with recruiting rules, and the game's growing. Like you said, I mean, there's teams, there's players, there's so much. There's so many tools and technology out there to level the playing field. But again, I get everybody's point of view. I think Coach Maneri, that's definitely, it's national championship. That's the goal. It's Omaha. You know, that's what you play for. I don't see it. You know, if you don't get there, it's not a failure, but you know, from a player coach standpoint, that's the goal. And I know the fans have that view too. So, but yeah, I mean, look, I think you can get there as much as you want, but winning it every year or five times in a decade, that's going to be pretty difficult nowadays.
Former LSU Tiger Ryan Schimpf, Major League Baseball as well, second and third baseman. Ryan, thanks so much for the time, and I can't wait till 7:00. I always like seeing what the new Tigers are going to look like.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm fired up, so go Tigers.
All right, there he goes, Ryan Schimpf.